This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's coming up on 11 minutes after 6 on this Monday morning. Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show, we join WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thank you, Randy. Here are your Friday closing prices on the Chicago Board of Trade. September corn was $4.76, down 11.5. December corn $4.63¾, down 3¼. March corn $4.76¼, down 3¼. August soybeans were $13.31, down 26¾. September soybeans $12.12¾, down 21½. November soybeans $11.81¼, down 11. September wheat was $6.60½, up 2½. December wheat $6.73, up 2½. March wheat $6.82½, up 1½. Now time for the cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Friday afternoon, with wheat higher and corn and soybeans lower. Wheat ended higher due to continued export interest and an increase in export demand. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mixed at $5.61 to $5.81, while soybeans dropped 20 to 24 cents at $12.93 to $13.22. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 11 to 12 lower at $5.67 to $5.96, and soybeans dropped 13 to 18 cents at $13.06 to $13.28. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 12 to 16 cents at $5.61 to $5.96. Soybeans fell by 26 to 34 cents down to $12.98 to $13.42, while wheat bids gained 1 to 2 cents at $6.40 to $6.70. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were down 11 to 26 cents at $13.26 to $13.51. Basis ended steady to 15 cents lower, range from 145 to 170 over November. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $4.32.10 to $4.72.10. That was down $13.30 to $18.30 per ton. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids down 11 cents at $5.96 to $6.06, with basis steady, range from 120 to 130 over September. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 7 to 12 cents lower at $5.54 to $5.66. Basis ended steady to 5 cents higher at $78 to 90 over September. Soybeans down 19 to 31 cents at $13.11 to $13.14, with basis down 8 to 20 cents, range from 130 to 133 over November. Wheat prices gained 3 cents at $6.55 to $6.67, with basis steady, ranging from 5 under to 6 over September. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids mostly 11 cents lower at $5.16 to $5.74. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by mostly 11 cents, with quotations at $13.03 to $13.22. Soft red winter wheat gained 4 cents at $6.87 to $6.88, and Milo dropped 11 cents at $6.34 to $6.35. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. New crop corn from country elevator bids country elevators to producers in those regions range from $4.30 up to $4.49. New crop soybean bids range from $11.44 to $11.64. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from $4.32 up to $4.51. New crop soybean bids $11.51 to $11.72. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn range from $4.33 to $4.49. And new crop soybean bids range from $11.60 up to $11.78. That completes our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Now here are your Friday closing prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. August live cattle were $120.65, down 15 cents. October live cattle $124.47, down 2 cents. December live cattle $127, down 35 cents. August feeder cattle were $153.72, down 2 cents. September feeder cattle $157, down 25 cents. November feeder cattle $160.02. Down 22 cents. August lean hogs were $99.25, up 87 cents. October lean hogs $83.95, up 5 cents. December lean hogs 80.80, down 10 cents. Now time for the cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is David Humphreys with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the Friday afternoon livestock report. Starting with Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 3 cents lower in a range of 84 to 103, with a weighted average carcass price of $92.53. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading $1 to $2 lower with moderate good demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 70 to 73, 4 to 500 pounds at 71 to 77. 500 to 550, 73 to 80, over 550 at 75 to 82. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 65 to 68. Receipts for Illinois hogs today have totaled 9,677 head. Walnut livestock auction for August 1st had receipts of 391. Slaughter steers choice, 120 to 50 to 125.50. Slaughter Holsteins choice, 111 to 112.75. Slaughter heifers choice, 121 to 125. Slaughter cows breakers, 85.50 to 89.50. Boners, 81 to 87. Leans at 61 to 69.50. Slaughter bulls at 91 to 101. Carthage livestock auction report for August 1st. Special feeder cattle sale receipts totaled 1,520. Feeder steers, medium and large, ones, 5 to 6 weight at 151, 161. Feeder steers, medium and large, 6 to 7 weight at 150 to 166. Feeder steers, large, number 1, 7 to 8 weight, 134 to 150. Feeder steers, large ones, 8 to 9 weight at 142 to 149. Feeder heifers, medium and large, ones, 5 to 6, 143.75 to 154. Feeder heifers, medium and large, number ones, 6 to 700 pounds, 133 to 149. Feeder heifers, large ones, 7 to 750 at 127 to 136. In direct trade, cattle trade, from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 119 to 124. And on a dress basis at 192 to 201. Heifers on a live basis traded at 119 to 122. And on a dress basis traded at 192 to 194.50. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail processing cuts was established with 230 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 104.02, which was 150 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were 187.21, which was 55 cents higher, with select carcasses at 180.90, which was 63 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 120,000 compared to 123,000 for last week and 127,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 401,000 compared to 395,000 last week and 405,000 1 year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is David Humphreys with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated. July corn delivered to Greenfield at $5.86. August corn delivered to Greenfield at $4.56. July corn delivered to Scottville, $5.78. August corn delivered to Scottville, $4.56. July beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $13. August beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $11.92. July wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.53. Those pre-opening prices again are corn at Greenfield is $5.86. Corn at Scottville is $5.78. Beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $13, and wheat at Scottville is $6.53. That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Thank you, Angela. Part 1 of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. Color radar shows no precipitation in our mid-Illinois listening area at this time. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Who else provides a partner in crop production like M&M Service Company? The fact is, with your M&M crop specialist working with you throughout the entire year, you have the unique advantage of combining quality seed with expert agronomic knowledge and know-how. As a true business partner, you can rely on your M&M Service Crop Specialist to help you reduce risks, make smarter decisions, improve profits, and just make the whole business of farming easier. So, for a production partner that can bring solutions that work in your fields, get a hold of your M&M Service Company Crop Specialist today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Our local weather forecast for today, tonight, and tomorrow, partly cloudy skies with a slight chance of showers. High temperatures today in the low 80s with southeast winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. The low temperature tonight in the mid 60s. Tuesday's high temperature in the mid 80s. And your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday, partly cloudy skies, low temperatures in the mid 60s, high temperatures in the mid 80s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady. Mostly clear skies on this Monday morning, right now 58 degrees. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show is next.
For more than 150 years, CME Group has been built with your confidence. Without it, we simply wouldn't be in business. Today, we continue to work on new and better ways to protect you and grow your confidence in the markets. After all, it's our vigilance that brings you the peace of mind you need, today and in the future. CME Group. Advance with confidence.
And part two of the Morning Farm Show this morning brought to you by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield. Once again, we join WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thanks, Randy. Farmers would like nothing better than to control Mother Nature. Unfortunately, even in cases with extensive nutrient management and conservation plans, excessive rain can lead to soil and nutrient losses, as Don Parrish explains.
Farmers can't control Mother Nature, but the agricultural community is committed to do all that is humanly possible to reduce nutrient loss from farms. Unfortunately, weather can't be controlled. And adverse weather at the wrong time can wipe out any of the water quality benefits of even the best farm nutrient management programs, which is something that should always be remembered when we're considering how to respond to any water quality issue, including Gulf hypoxia. Last year's crops failed because of drought. Nutrients that would have normally been utilized by those crops went unused. This spring's rainfall, taking place before the crops were able to start growing, likely washed many of those leftover nutrients out of the field. Farming has come a long way. Science has been at the base of that. We have technologies that have improved soil testing, precision agricultural applications, and better formulations of fertilizers. All have led to better utilization and optimization of nutrient use.
The United States has won a major case at the World Trade Organization on behalf of the nation's chicken producers. U.S. Trade Representative Michelle Froman, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, and Commerce Secretary Penny Pritzker made the announcement Friday. A WTO dispute settlement panel agreed with the U.S. that China's imposition of higher duties on chicken broiler products, which is followed by an 80% drop in American exports to those products to China, is unjustified under the international trade rules. The panel found that China violated numerous WTO obligations in conducting its investigations and imposing anti-dumping duties and countervailing duties on chicken imports from the U.S. Vilsack said this is an important victory for the U.S. poultry industry and for American farmers and ranchers. He said the U.S. can now look forward to seeing China's market for broiler products restored. And on Friday, a federal judge decided to temporarily halt plans by companies in Iowa and New Mexico to start slaughtering horses this week. Armijo scheduled another hearing for Monday in a lawsuit from animal rights groups who contend the Department of Agriculture failed to do the proper environmental studies before issuing permits that allowed companies in Iowa and New Mexico to open horse slaughterhouses. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.